start. Snippety B with 100 to go has run them ragged. Snippety B is going to be too strong. Takes the Goodwood Wells.
Now on Taz Racing Talk, time to talk thoroughbreds.
Exciting time for thoroughbred racing in Tasmania with the three-year-old cup tonight in Launceston and some big races just around the corner, including the Winsenberg Trophy on Friday. To tell us all about it, the co-development manager of thoroughbred racing in Tasmania, Simon Stout. How are you doing, Simon?
Very well, Shane. Yeah, really enjoying the good weather we've got today.
Well, the heart must be pumping now because we've come into the big time of racing in Tasmania with the Summer Carnival. First of all, last week's meeting in Launceston, what knowledge did you pick up from the program?
Yeah, we found a few here, Shane. Race four, we highlighted the winner, Viva La Verve. Certainly a filly from the Adam Trinder stable that's headed towards better fillies races, and her performance was very solid. She covered her last 800 in 45.98 and her last 600 in sub 34 and 33.86, which is very, very good. Behind her, the return of Savoir Stamp. Last year, he signified that he was probably one of our better class three-year-olds. He was competitive in a number of good races, and he's returned in very good order, also posting sub-46 and sub-34 sectionals for his last 800 and 600 respectively. So very promising performances from both of those going forward to our better races. Race 5 on the program, Shane saw another very solid win in the class 4, the Lazy Democracy. Certainly a horse has come back in magnificent order. He ran his last 400 in 23.09, accounting for a very solid field. And from behind him, Bideford again rode the speed, a very strong speed, where they ran terrific sectionals up front and held on for second. But certainly Barry Campbell shapes as though he's got another quality sprinter in his team in Lazy Democracy, Shane.
Yeah, certainly going well. And Kukanoff performed well in race 6?
Yeah, we mentioned this last week that Stride Master speed maps may be all important in assessing this race, and it's just exactly how it worked out. There was quite a bit of pressure up front. Terrific ride from Kimmy Moore. She's riding in terrific form. And Kukanoff stalked the speed, got split when required, ran a really solid sectional for his last 800 in 47.53 on a track that we had rain on, and so it was deteriorating. And it gave Troy Blacker a well-deserved double on the evening.
So two meetings to look forward to this week, an eight-event card in Launceston tonight featuring the three-year-old cup, always a great race. This year promises to be no exceptions. The champ Admiral coming back first up from a spell and taking on Valiant Warrior. The trials leading into the race, all important.
Very much so, Shane. Yeah, getting on the website and checking out the recent trials, certainly of Admiral and GG's Double J, will be all important in assessing this race. Admiral, as you say, he's had the three trials back. His last one at Devonport was super impressive, as too was that of GG's Double J at Hobart last week. He recorded 56.35 for his trial, and just comparatively, Telliver Street trialled in 56.33 prior to winning the Newmarket. So certainly in terms of times and measures there, he's well and truly come back in good form. And of course we've got Valiant Warrior, 4 from 4, and that's just three of the horses in the race. It's got terrific depth and one that's going to be an all-important lead as we go further into the Tasmanian Summer Racing Carnival and our three-year-old features.
One of the other feature races on the card tonight is the Conquering. It's over the 1,400.
Yeah, and sees Banker Mo, Iggy McCool, GG's Blackfash, another wonderful field. And certainly out of the Newmarket, we highlighted last week what terrific runs Banker Mo and Iggy McCool put together in reeling off sub 34 last 600. It's certainly worth getting on the website and having a look at those replays. We put Iggy McCool on top here just purely because she covered that bit of extra ground. And you've also got to take into account the fact that the old superstar GG's Blackflash, John Luttrell and Paul Geard elected to bypass the Newmarket handicap. He had a really solid trial in defeating Cole's Hero last week in Hobart, and he was impressive in that. So he certainly hasn't missed anything coming into this race tonight, and it shapes as a terrific lead as we head towards our feature cups.
Well, there's certainly the two feature races on the card tonight, but plenty of other action. Anything else popping up from the Stride Master or video replays on the website?
Yeah, we'll kick off in race one, Shane, and he's won at a bit of value. He's a horse, number 6, Pervenin. He's from the Scott Brunton team. He had his first start in Hobart on the 30th of November, and he was quite green. He did a hell of a lot wrong in the race, won by hyperbole, but he was one of three horses to break 36 for his last 600. So he certainly showed us, though, once he did knuckle down, that there's a bit of ability under the hood there, and I expect him to make good improvements tonight. Move on to race two, and another Pheasant Scott Bratton team is certainly a filly with her hoof on the till, and that's Jilly Babe. She's led up at her past few and was just finding one better. The other day she got back in a little bit of trouble, and her last 600 was very impressive in 34.16 when she steamed the line to run second. Even running tonight should see her break that maiden tag. In race three, the very strong performance of the well-related Lady J in the half to Mr. John. We saw Dom Tenor aboard at her first start, and she cruised to victory. And she managed to run her last 600 in 34.37 without Dom seeing the bottom of her. We think that she's going to be very difficult to beat again. We've got good respect for the top weight here in Princess Royale, who's one of Joe O'Neill's prime thoroughbred horses, now down with Charlie Goggin for the carnival. This filly has good form in Victoria when previously trained by Mark Kavanagh, and also Ryan's daughter. She was a first start winner for Troy Blacker, and from that race, Known About Town and Cool Cash, the place getters, have also won maiden sense. So, but we think Lady Jane is the best there, but certainly couple the ups in the other two up in your multiples. And finally, the last, Shane, we think we found one to get out on here if we're travelling a little bit ordinary, and that's Prince Stratum, number six. His last 600 when running beaten 1.2 lengths behind Questmaster in a benchmark 82 was very, very solid in 35.01. We think he's had the three runs down here in Tassie now, and certainly he's shaping to see the best of him this time around.
Yeah, another exciting card coming up in Hobart on Friday, the Winsenberg Trophy. We've got Hell of a Street back in action.
Yeah, we were talking about this in the office just this morning, Shane, and if you split the Newmarket handicap in half and run it in two divisions, you've got half of them in the Conquering and the other half coming back to the 1100 of the Winsenberg. A Hell of a Street, Aaron Zano, Snippity B, Grand Tycoon first up, and Minute Repeater, who was another who was a terrific performance in the Newmarket handicap. And certainly, Hell of a Street rises in weight. He gets the 58 here. But on the strength of that performance, he's going to be very, very hard to beat. And it's certainly a race that, following up from the three-year-old cup tonight, is really giving us a strong indication of the strength that the Tasmanian Racing Carnival is going to have going forward.
And any other performers in the fields on Friday that we should be following with interest?
We found two here, Shane. One early in proceedings and one to finish off with. We think in race three, number five, Follow My Dust. He was a real eye-catcher last start in Hobart. He was quite a bit green, but gee, he hit the line hard. He ran his last 400 in 23.91, which was by far and away the best of that race. We think with even luck, he can break his maiden status on Friday night. And finally, in the last, a mare in form. As you know, once they get into good form, they can hold it. And certainly one that looks as though she's going to another level is number 10, Spirit of Nye, from the John Key stable. She was dominant when winning for Michael Walker. David Perez takes over on Friday evening. And she's only got a repeat running her last 634.30, as she did in Launceston, to be the winner here.
Well, I know it's been a busy week for you, a trip to Melbourne to promote the carnival. How did that go?
That was terrific, Shane. Very well received by all trainers and connections alike. I was fortunate enough to get to Moonee Valley on Friday night and find a little bit of spot on air on TVN to give the carnival a push. Look, there's a really good vibe about the carnival and a terrific vibe about the Magic Millions yearling sale too. Quite a number of people commented that they got hold of the catalogue and thought it was the best quality starter they'd seen in Tasmania in quite some time. So it's certainly all systems go as we head into the summer carnival and the Magic Man's yearling sale.
Yeah, it certainly sounds very promising. And with that interstate interest, of course, all goes well for the sale. So thanks for your time again today, Simon. And we look forward to tuning in tonight for the big three-year-old cup in Launceston on the eight-event card, along with the conquering two great races, and then backing up again on Friday.
Looking forward to it, Shane.
And what a night of racing it appears to be in Launceston tonight, with eight races on the card, with the features being the three-year-old cup and the conquering. To tip us all the winners, the racing journalist for Taz Racing, Peter Staples. You'll be looking forward to tonight, Pete.
Absolutely, Shane. This is a terrific night's racing. In the last four races, absolute crackers, certainly with the race five, the three-year-old cup. You see the return of Admiral, and that's long-awaited, and the conquering wait for age, a Butte race, and Scotty Brunton's playing a big part with half the field.
Yeah, certainly is. A stable on fire at the moment. Now, this first leg is the Hesketh McCrimmon three-year-old cup. Admiral, the $2.20 fixed odds favourite at the moment.
Well, I think he's shopping well at $2.20. They did have $2.40 up at one stage, and he's near $2.20. This is a terrific field, but I think this horse is the best horse I've seen in Tassie for a long time, I think. And I think he'll prove it this year, this season, I should say. And he's won six or seven as a two-year-old. This is the first time we've seen him at the races. He's been to the trials three times. He was placed at his first two at Longford, but I saw him win his trial at Devonport a couple of weeks ago, and he was awesome. He just powered away from them at the business end. He'll be ready to go tonight, without a doubt. Pretty McCool on top, a nice barrier on the middle of the field, barrier five. He'll just be belting out hard at the business end, and I expect him to win. Valiant Warrior, he's unbeaten from four starts. He won two as a two-year-old, and he's won two this time in. He was very impressive in winning in Hobart. A bulldog he is, and he'll show those traits tonight, I'm sure. And at one stage, you're probably being called the winner, Valiant Warrior, but I'm just tipping that Admiral might be just a bit too strong for him. Six Coles Heroes, done nothing wrong with his prep, opened up with the second and won his last two. And GG's Double J, well, he was one of the better-performed two-year-olds last season. He resumed with a third, and it looked on paper a little bit disappointing, but Stuart Gandy put the blinkers on him and took him to the trials, and the real GG's Double J showed up. So they'll help him again tonight. But it's a Butte race, and even down the bottom, GG's Double J stablemate, GG's Golden Girl, the only filly in the race, is certainly in with a chance because she's unbeaten from two this time in. 1-4, 6-2 in the fifth.
Another great field going around in the conquering. And Bankamo, after that brilliant fourth in the new market, again the favourite at $2.20.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'll wait and see. It was a fantastic run, no doubt, by Bankamo in the new market. But look, he's coming back from an injury. He's often... The stayers will come back and they'll run a bottler first up, and it just takes the edge off them, and I'm sort of tipping that might be the case. Although the 1,400 metres, he will appreciate it, and he'll be working on hard. I like Iggy McCool. She was a bottler of a run in the new market, ran fifth and definitely should have finished closer had she got the split that was needed at a crucial stage of the race. And Brenna McCool on board, barrier three, perfect gate. She'll get back and she'll really belt aim hard in this race. And I saw her today at Bill Ryan Stables, and she looks absolutely brilliant. She's just shining and, you know, it's glowing, and she's sharp in the eye. She's going to run a race, I'm sure, tonight. So I've got her on top. Over number six, Royal Rapture. He ran second in the new market, and he belted home hard. And he's in good order and heading towards the Devonport Cup. One, GG's Black Flash. Also saw him over the weekend at the stables, and Johnny Luttrell's just cock-a-hoop about him. He thinks he just can't see him being beaten, and he'll run a big race again, no doubt. And number two, Bankamo, you've got to put him in because he is a star, and he could win this without surprising me. 8, 6, 1, and 2, and I can hardly wait for this race. It's going to be a cracker.
Well, already during this early days of the summer carnival, Pete, the depth of the fields is magnificent.
It is, and it's only going to get better because we've got a fair few good horses still to come back in, and... This summer carnival, whatever they bring over from interstate, they don't want to bring their second graders because they'll go home empty-handed.
Certainly the case. Now, what about the third leg of the quaddie? We've got number nine, Don't Be Nasty, coming out.
Yeah, look, here I've got number seven on top, Bella Venus, this one of Charlie Goggin, one of me doings. She's unbeaten this time in. She's had two starts for two impressive wins. One in Hobart, very, very good, but last time when Michael Rod rode her in Launceston, she just toyed with them. And when Michael Rod got off, he said, this filly belongs in Melbourne. And I agree, and actually the connections are contemplating that later on. But in the meantime, they've targeted Tasmania with a campaign that will take in 1,000 guineas, and hopefully be Oaks. And this will be another stepping stone for her along the way. 1,400 metres she'll love, I think she's the best bet on the card. You're only going to have one bet and unleash from your pockets. This is the one you put it on, number 7, Bella Venus.
This is where we get the Christmas turkey, Pete, is it?
I'm hoping so, Shane. I'm hoping so. The turkey, the ham, the lot. and I'm tipping number 4, Sentimental Dream. His first up run, his last start was just a shade disappointing, but he can do a lot better than that. He had two terrific wins. One in Hobart, I saw him win, was just enormous. So he's going to be the testing material with being the cool on top. Number 2, Don't We Love It, and number 3, Just Mouth. But 7 is special from 4, 2, 3.
7 from 4, 2, and 3. And the last, it's over the 1,200. 4 scratchings here, numbers 1, 3, 7, and 11.
Well, Solandro coming out, I'm going to have Onesie on top. Onesie certainly is, to me, is one of the smartest sprinters I've seen. She's got terrible legs. You know, they're bent, and she's got a crazy action. But boy, when she gets into full flight, she's a machine. The first up run was good. Just don't worry about her finishing third behind Solandro and that other one there, and I just can't put my finger on it. But look, it was a good run, and I just think she'd be improved by the outing. Despite drawing the wide gate, I'm pretty sure that Onesie will be able to get across and lead. She's got tons of early speed, and I expect her to lead all the way and win. The hardest to beat will be 7 Falls. Had 2 wins and 2 placings from its last 4 starts. Georgia Catania takes a kilo and a half off. Number 6, Prince Stratum, David Brunton's horse. It's had a couple of runs this time in, and it'll be improved by those 2 runs, and I expect it to be hard to beat. And we'll pop in number 3, Bundelita. It's got plenty of early speed, and it's second up and should do well with Siggy Caron. My numbers will be 10, 5, 6, and 3 in the last.
I think number 3 is out the last, Pete. Yeah,
okay.
1, 3, 7, and 11 out of the
well,
last.
Well, we'll pop in number 12, Downwind, Charlie Goggin, one of Meeburn's mare. A nice gate. She'll get back and get home hard, and she can fill up the 4. So it'll be 10, 5, 6, and 12.
Okay, so what about the quaddy? How much do we need to spend?
Well, I don't know whether we need... Look, in the first leg, I'm only taking 2. I'm taking Admiral and Valiant Warrior, just in case he does sneak and gets too far in front. So 1 and 4 in the first leg. In the second leg, I'm taking the 4 that I've got there, 8, 6, 1, and 2. In the third leg, I'll be taking 7 and 4. And in the last leg, I'll be taking my 4 selections, 10, 5, 6, and 12. So that works out. I'm pretty sure it's $64.
It is $64. It is. So we're planning a few Christmas presents with that. The turkey with the best race 7, number 7.
And the cranberry sauce.
And the cranberry sauce. What are we washing it down with?
Oh, mate, some Moe. That'd be nice.
It would indeed. Race 7, number 7. That's your only best bet for the card, Peter, or have you got another
it
one
is.
For us?
No, it's the only best bet for the card. I have to wait for the back end of the program to get all my money on. The first 4 races are very open affairs, and if you want to check out all the selections, you can go to tasracing.com.au and go to Punter's Corner, and you'll find my tips for all the races there.
Good on you. Thanks, Peter. Hope you have a great night tonight.
Thanks, Shane.